Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And HI Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give HI Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. HI Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Right. Brian Cash, and you know that's not generic either. You did that live, right?
I did it live. When I recorded it, it was live.
Was it the first take when you recorded it?
I think two, maybe.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Just because I had the time to redo it, so I figured might as well. I don't like to do like five or six or seven or eight takes, because then I just never like any of them.
And they all just start to blend together.
And then, yes. And you can't tell the difference between any of them, so I just did that. But, you know, if Tammy starts the show, then the guest starts the show, then it doesn't have to be like, you know, oh, there's the Brian Cash Clause Show, but, you know, not Brian yet.
Very good.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Also because we had to update it because the voice was a little old.
So my daughter can verify this. I've been trying to study this prayer, right? Tell them about the prayer that you set up two different ways.
That is the prayer to St. Francis that is done both in song and a slow form.
So you're going to sing for us today?
No. No, I actually recorded the song part was off of YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, so what happens is, and I need you to like be a witness for this, Bobby.
I'll just witness ahead of time.
Okay. So what I need to witness is that he sends me the St. Francis prayer on a tape, a CD, I mean, whatever, you know, how you guys talk today. So I was like studying it on the CD, right? And then guess what? Last week, I should have my phone to show it to my friend here. So anyhow, you can just know it's true, but I will show it to you.
Yeah,
I believe it. So what is the odds of my daughter that's at college saying, hey, this is a cool prayer I just seen? So I took her to the hockey game the other night. We're going again tonight, right? So I say to her nicely, I said, you're not going to believe this, but 5 weeks ago, Bobby, from the producer of our show, sent me a CD so I can learn this prayer. And then I said, let's do the prayer in the car. And I got the Divine Master part of it wrong. But I said the sentence, and then she said it after me. And she had it on the text, right, that where she sent me this prayer, the St. Francis prayer.
Wow.
Is that wild? And now there's several versions of this prayer, right? You know right?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what version she sent me?
The exact one Bobby gave you?
Unbelievable, right? So then, is that amazing?
It is.
It's amazing. So I'm looking for God signs, right? And I have trouble sometimes because just for some reason, believing in the unseen, there's times where I lack faith, right? Where I know you should believe in God, and of course, I can say that verbally to you, but sometimes I lack faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally when I'm trying to do the results, right? Because if you're in the effort department, what I'm supposed to do is just leave the results to God, right? So the fact that Bobby can be my witness that 5 weeks ago he sent me the prayer to memorize, and then last week my daughter says, read this prayer, and sends it to me in a text. And by that time I had it memorized. And I'm just going to do it now and see if I do it right. And then I'm going to tell you another spiritual experience, and that's what it's about. And then, like, can you share a spiritual experience? Is that asking too much? Something that happened to you that it had to have been something that you can't even...
Like a God sentence?
A sign from God.
Yeah, God sentence. Statistical can you do one too? Zero. This all occurs every day.
A lot.
Okay, he can do a lot. You see
a lot.
And then I think God puts his signs out there, right? But I just don't see them. Or I lack faith. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I one time I went gambling, right, at the casino, the Hard Rock, and believe it or not, I lost. And I'm embarrassed to tell you what I did. It has to be bipolar or something. I got upset with God because I lost gambling. Mm-hmm. You can't even make this up. I know, I'm embarrassed to say it, but that's what happened. Anyhow.
This is going to sound funny for you. Yesterday,
I say, thank you, God, for giving me a chance to win. Because I did the same thing, but I win. Always I say thank you, even if I lose.
Yeah.
Right. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
And I once did it in front of my friend where I was upset with God, and like it scared him. Right? And most people, I don't think I've ever heard someone say they got mad at God, like, you know, publicly or whatever.
People get mad at God all the time, though.
Yeah, I know, but they never, like, if you think about how many times you've heard someone actually say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's, and then like, that's why I'm embarrassed to say it, actually. But here's the prayer. You ready, Bobby?
I'm ready.
Okay. Lord. Wow, I already forgot it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to love as to be loved. For it's in giving that we receive, it's in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Right? And then what you do is, like with a prayer like that, is you say it slowly, right? To really feel it, and then go to, I said it quicker than I should have, maybe. But it took me like, you would do it in a week. How long would you do it in?
What are you talking about?
To remember, you have a great memory, so how long would it take you to memorize?
If I wrote it, yeah. Probably a day.
See that? That's amazing. How long would it take you to?
A week at least. I'm cute and forgetful, I know that.
How long would it take you?
A week.
Bobby, how long would it take you?
From my childhood, I would say it was about a week, yeah.
A week. How about you, Mark?
I think it takes a little bit more because the words like you use some of them is new for me. So maybe like a month, you know?
Yeah, it took me 5 weeks. So that's 5 weeks. I sound good, but it took me 5 weeks of making mistakes, trying to go back to it. What? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I just have memorization. I was very good at taking tests because when I write something, I remember it.
She really does.
But anyways.
She's got a memory. I think, is it the elephant that has the good memory?
Yep.
Right. Okay, so let's do a promo for area-wide dorm windows.
Did you call him?
We did, and we have called everybody, actually. So.
And is he tuned in?
Yes. And then we're going to do one in a few minutes after that for Frank at Dunedin Records. And then...
No, Frank wants us to call him.
I did call Frank, but he's got a headache.
Okay. That's it. I told him, you know what? I'm like a doctor, too. So I'm on the phone with him, and I say, you know what? I think it's high blood pressure. You know, one of the first indicators of high blood pressure is you get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I got to be a know-it-all. So anyhow... So let's go to the thing. So anyhow, I'm just going to tell. We're going to go around the room. You were going to say a spiritual experience. You, and Bobby, you too, if you don't mind. No?
I can't think of one.
Okay, but something that good that happened in your life.
I've already got traffic reports memorized in my head. I've got to keep this.
Can't replace you with something else, Bobby.
But last week, so Bobby could be a witness to this again. Because you say stuff.
All right, we'll say today is my... I've already said my spiritual experience. It's today.
There you go. That you woke up, right?
Right.
Right. So last week we have a guy on the show. He comes in. And he's a... You were here last week?
Yes, sir.
Right. So he came in. So we get leads from Alignable, right? And what he is a dance teacher. Apparently he's won a lot of awards, so he's a really good dancer. You don't win dancing awards unless you're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has trophies and all that. So we don't know anything. So he comes in from Alignable. It's a networking group where we belong to. So he's sitting there. He looked good, you know, and we're talking. So the next person we had on was a person that was in charge of housing for the homeless with the VA, right? They have over 10 houses. Is that correct? Something like that. And so anyhow, he doesn't tell us that he's homeless,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that he's just in here to the interview for the...
To the dance.
Thank you, the dance. So then I'm interviewing the, I think she's a colonel. Was she a colonel? Whatever her position was, she was high up. And so she's telling us how she gets homeless people off the streets into housing. So right at the end of the show, with like 5 minutes to go, Bobby, was it about 5 minutes to go?
I would say so, yes. Yes.
He goes, I have a confession to make. And we're like, okay, what do you think his confession was?
That he was homeless.
Wow, you're good. That's why, Grant. What, would you have known that? But what else was he?
He was a veteran.
Was that amazing?
Yeah.
So do you know, you asked me about the lady from Be a Light, Rachel, right?
Be a Light, yeah.
She sent
Rennell.
Us a, Rennell. She sent us a text saying that she was on the air with us, that she started to cry. Mm-hmm. We have it in a text. I got to find out from her if we can post that. Or is that too much?
Should talking about it is probably enough.
It's enough? Okay, thank you. See, that's why I need you as my sidekick.
Yeah.
So she's on the air. She sends us the text saying that she started to cry, and she hasn't cried in 5 years. The guy says, I'm a homeless veteran. Mm-hmm. So then what happens is she talks with him on the phone, and blah, but he had a condition. This is what made me laugh. He had a condition for her to get him housing. And what do you think his condition was?
He needed to bring his dog.
Something like that, but he had stuff in storage. So he had to get a homeless. So guess what happened yesterday? He got put in housing.
Wow.
Is it amazing?
That is amazing.
Right? Is that a cool story?
It is a cool story.
That's a spiritual story.
Yeah, it is.
And then, right, Bobby, is that all factual?
That is exactly how I remember it.
Right. I pay you good, don't I?
You do.
Would you do that in court for me, too?
Depends on the situation.
We'll come back to that.
Like, say I need you as an alibi, right? Who were you with? Yeah. I was with Bobby. Call him.
It depends on what I'm standing in court for.
This is. But no, you like some stories you tell, you almost like you need a witness because they don't sound believable. Like, what is the odds of my daughter sending me that exact prayer last week? Right, that's why I'm going to find it on my phone and show it to Grant before I leave. And then that's the prayer you sent to me, you helped me learn 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. How would she know that?
No way.
She's in college.
The big man.
The big man. So now that's a sign. So we're going to do some commercials.
Yes. Steve is tuned in right now from area-wide windows and doors. We just want to say, hi, Steve.
You do it.
He had to run back to the shop, so he's listening from the shop right now.
You want
to
do a commercial? You can do that. We got a young lady here that's going to do a commercial. Do it, like, just read it for about a minute, though, like, and then we'll get back to you.
Sorry.
While, Grant, you do your spiritual experience.
Is this
area-wide. The other side.
The other side.
He's starting a company called BAM. We got to come up with a real high-energy spot for him. And we're going to do that. And what he's doing is he's going to be the main guy. He's going to be selling windows to the contractors. He's going to be the distributor. He just bought a company, a huge company that distributed the windows. Mm-hmm. And he calls it BAM. And I wish he could call in because I think it's, if we had to, who wants to win $50 in gift certificates? Okay. What do you think BAM stands for in construction? I'll tell you, I think it's building. And I think the last word is material. And I don't know what the A is.
I have no idea.
But it's BAM, right? And we got to come up with a real upbeat. Can you do that, Bobby?
We can do that.
Right? He gave me notes, too, which I don't have here with me. But he gave me notes to like come up with a real upbeat commercial for BAM.
We can give him a time to, unless if he wants to do it, we can give him a time to do it.
So who would know what BAM stands for? These guys aren't old enough. But I told him, BAM, remember Emerald? The cook? The cook, like Emeril, he always says when he puts the spices in, BAM. No? But he said go with Batman. Do you remember Batman?
I remember Batman.
And then remember when he punched, what'd they say?
BAM.
BAM. Yeah. So we're going to go with a Batman theme in his ad, Bobby.
Yes.
Like and then punching a window or something.
Punching a window. We got to come up with a real upbeat commercial for my friend. And I hope he can get here sometime with his crew. That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
He has area-wide door and windows, right? And then he's over 45 years experience. Honest upfront pricing, residential and commercial. And he really is a cool cat. So you want to talk about another spiritual thing? Guess how old he is.
I have no idea.
The same age as me.
You guys might be brothers in a past life.
Right. So I said it was meant to be. But he's actually like 6 months older than me. So he's 61. So there I am, coming up right behind him. But there is a time where we're going to be both the same age. So Grant, take over. Tell me your spiritual experience and about what you do.
So my spiritual experience would be just about a week ago, I ran into a girl that's very exciting, and God hooked it up, and that's my most recent spiritual experience.
Very good.
Yeah, exactly what I've been praying for a handful of years, and it's become quite fun.
It is nice.
It is nice.
Right. Because when you see that on TV or you see it in life, when people have companions, it makes life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have a good one, someone that believes in you. They say behind every good man is a good woman,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know if you can say that anymore with the woke society, right?
Maybe behind every good woman is a good man.
Right, that's woke, right? That's the new way of saying it.
Yep.
Gotta go woke or we'll be canceled. Anyhow, so that's cool. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, dog.
Right. You would not expect that, but right. So go to this young lady here and just tell me something good that's happened in your life. Can you do that?
I'll go last.
She'll go last.
She'll go last. Okay. And then go ahead, Mark. Tell us something.
All my life is something like a God put it nice to be. You know something? I'm going to show history. I drive all the time overnight when I work and Uber and Lyft. 1 p.m. until 5 in the morning. God all the time put me the people on the way. He take care of me. So every day I say, thank you, God, because he make myself all better every day. I came here 8 years ago. I didn't speak any English. I didn't know nobody. I'm from New York, but I grew up outside of another country, you know, Colombia. We was talking about that in the last show with Mi Carreta restaurant. Yep. I came here by myself, and he always put the people around me to make my own role here. Mm-hmm. I started in New York because I want to know from where I come from. You know one funny thing? I didn't know the weather was like that over there. I got there in January. Mm-hmm. It was super cold. Hard, you know?
Yeah.
So, working over there all the time, I was thinking, I need to do better things. I need to, step by step, God give me the tools to improve myself, starting with the language.
Yep.
And now I'm here in Florida, in a radio show, talking about my company, like I'm creating, because the way how I'm getting to the customers and put it together, customer and business is directly with the, you can jump from the paper to the networks online. So everybody is connected.
Let me tell you, this guy is a genius. So what he has done, have you ever been in a restaurant and you walk in and they have the little TV screen where they're showing advertisements, right? Mm-hmm. He has an Uber. He put the screen so that his customers in the back seat can see just like a TV, and that's what he's doing. And he's calling his business Advertising Boulevard because it's like taking a stroll along the boulevard. So you can see all these different businesses, and by a QR code, you can just scan it and go directly to whoever he's advertising for, whether it be the restaurant or whatever it is. So now, it's genius.
BCC Coupons is on my network, and plus the radio, plus the coupon books, they are in online in the network. So everything is a win-win. I hear a lot that sentence when I'm driving. The people say,
you know, it's a win-win to everybody. So I like to help other business and make something,
yes,
you know,
very good new. Very good-hearted guy. What I love about you is you have a very good work ethic, and he does what he says. So anybody who's out there, he can build a website very cheap. Also boost your social media. He does that as well. So you got to give Mark a call. How can people reach you?
To the number 727-283-7711.
283-7711. Give Mark a call if you have any questions or if you would like to advertise. He can create you a QR code and business cards, and he meets people all day long where he's telling you, go to Gateway Subs. Mm-hmm. Because people come here, they get in Ubers from the airport, wherever, they don't know where they're going. He says, oh, you got to go check out this place. Go to this restaurant. Go to this place. So he is giving people information of how to find you.
Mm-hmm. And you see a bunch of people, especially late at night.
I'm yes. Sure
every day. Yeah, every night. Everybody appreciates the ride. So the nice thing is I have 10 minutes to talk directly with the people. Mm-hmm. So people like it. I like to create ideas. So I just saw Ronel, and Ronel is a person like what she's doing. It's amazing how she helped the people. And I told her one idea, because that's me. I create ideas. Mm-hmm. Every time I heard, every time I see something, I'm thinking to make something nice.
Right. What he did is was it you that posted the show and sent them?
I posted already.
And we had 367 hits the first day.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And our show, that listened to it.
Yeah.
The whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were more clicks, but people that actually listened to the show. I shouldn't put you on the spot like this, but I think, remember I was saying be a light, that we got a text?
Yeah.
Right? And then I was thinking maybe would I have your permission to read your text?
Yes, that's okay.
But I shouldn't really put you on the spot. But because you were tuned in when the guy said he was a homeless vet.
Yes, I was.
And it said, you said in, that it brought you to tears. Right, so if you tell someone, again, I almost like say this stuff, do you need witnesses or can I just say stuff that people just know I'm telling the truth? But how does he believe a liar, though? That's the only problem.
I don't think you're a liar, Brian.
I know. But here's the post. I mean, the text you sent to me. It was amazing posting a video on my Facebook about it. People moved me to tears. God is so good. Your show was used for something special.
Yes, it was.
Is that amazing? And he was put into housing yesterday.
Oh, praise God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it's just how life, you know, they say if you change one person's life, right, yes, you've changed the world. So that's the deal. Just one person.
Yes.
So, Grant, I'd like you, if you don't mind, to talk about your sub shop.
Sure.
And tell us what you got going on in your second location. And then also talk a little bit about the girl that you met.
Maybe.
Give me her phone number.
No. You're not talking to her, Brian. I'm keeping her far away.
That's it.
So, yeah. So I'm a partner of Gateway Subs. We're located on 31st Street and 3rd Ave North. We sell half-pound hoagies when you come in.
Half-pound?
Half-pound hoagies on every full, a quarter-pound, every half.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It doesn't say that in the ad.
We need to start pushing that then.
Unbelievable, because usually places do quarter ounces.
Mm-hmm. We load that's on the big meat.
Wow, that's the pal.
Yeah, my pal Carly even had a friend come in today and was we were gonna give him a discount. He said, "No, that's so much meat. I don't want to pay for the whole thing."
Right.
So
unbelievable.
Yeah, we're all about value.
Half pound. Wow.
No one leaves hungry.
Wow.
Yeah, we put a nice layer of meat on the bottom. We got your mayo, we got your mustards, and then we do all your veggies, cheese, we can toast it, and then we do a top layer of meat, which is a little bit different, and we tuck it all in like a little sushi roll, and it's nice and compact. We wrap it in two, and we send you on your way with a smile.
Okay, can I pre-make an order with you now on the air? On the 29th of June, we're doing a live remote show.
Okay.
And I would like to hire you to cater it.
Okay.
Say about like $175 worth of sandwiches.
How many people are you trying to do?
Who knows?
Okay.
I just want to do business with you.
Because that's like 2 trays. That'd be like 48 little 3-inch sandwiches.
That's fine. That's what we want.
Okay.
Right? So you got a deal?
Yeah. We can cater.
Yeah, cater it. So that's good. And that's the Gypsy. And it's right there in Seminole. It's not that... I don't know where actually the Gypsy is, actually. Do you know where the... Tammy. Oh, she can't hear me. Where is the Gypsy's location?
Come on, Bobby.
Hang on, wait.
Type Bobby. Come on.
It is Bobby talking? I'm sorry. 1300
East Bay Drive, Suite.
We're right almost at the corner of Highland and East Bay.
Okay. So right there. So that's not that far for you, right? East Bay?
Yeah, that's closer for you.
Mm-hmm.
So right. We just hired Gateway Subs to cater.
I was going to ask him today, actually, if he wanted to do that, because we're going to be setting up tables. We're going to be taking donation, guys, because it's going to be a Women Empowerment Networking Live Radio Show Shopping Extravaganza.
Nice.
So what we're going to do is we were asking for donations of feminine hygiene products, anything that women may use, and even small toys for their children, because we're going to make blessing boxes that will be delivered to single moms with kids.
Nice. Unbelievable. Do you ever look at someone like you can just see the spirit of God in them, the joy? Like they say, be grateful for what you have. If someone made the sentence, I'm happier for longer periods of time more often, right? Think of that. That's a pretty cool line. That means that's reality. You're not happy all the time. But if you're happier for longer periods of time more often, and you can see, then I had a guy say to me, because I would share that sometimes, well, then let your face show it. Right? Because people, it's an action word, gratitude. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. Right? And it's an action word where your face shows it. How could you be in self-pity and sad and say, I'm grateful at the same time, right? Someone can't be in self-pity because then you're not recognizing that the fact of what God has for you, miracles or whatever magic God wants to put in your life, you can't connect to that if you're in self-pity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like when I look at you and you, not you, by the way, but when I look at you and you, you got a beautiful smile. And now I know, and so do you. So can I ask this question? And this is before I say this to people, I'm going to ask you this question. How many people in a week's time say that you have a beautiful smile? That you do get compliments?
Yeah, I do.
Right. And how many people say it to you?
I get compliments.
Right. No one ever says it to me. Do they say it to you?
No, I'm typically the one giving it.
Yeah, but like I'm looking over at you two girls right here, and I'm seeing joy.
You gotta smile more.
I know. But yeah, and you too, Mark, you need some help too. And Bobby, oh, we're going to go to traffic report. Now, this traffic report is being sponsored by Gateway Subs. Half to half pounders. Something new I just learned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, 539 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your traffic report brought to you by HI Cabinetry, Gateway Subs, and Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks. Pinellas looking pretty rough. I-275 southbound before 38th Avenue, right shoulder blocked. I-275 northbound before 22nd Avenue, right shoulder blocked there as well. Going across the Howard Franklin Bridge, northbound I-275 before mile marker 34, right shoulder blocked, causing congestion on the Pinellas side. On the Hillsborough side, we have northbound I-275 beyond the State Road 60 exit. The right shoulder is blocked as well. And another wreck, southbound I-275 at Lois. And continuing on, so I-275 just before Ashley Drive on the northbound side. So that pretty much wraps it up for Hillsborough. Up in Pasco, northbound Veterans Expressway before exit 13 on the Suncoast Parkway. There's a left shoulder block there. Currently, your temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 86 degrees. Dade City, 88 degrees. Downtown Clearwater, 84 degrees. More of the BCC Coupon Book Show coming up right after these messages. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker Cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit their showroom Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Well, play this for a little bit. Let's just go.
I figured you would.
This is, I wish my dance guy was here.
Yeah.
Right, this was the song to play. You want to hear what the song is? Let him hear Grant Subs here. What's your address again?
3112 3rd Ave North, St. Petersburg, 23713.
And we're going to be doing something at the Gypsy. They sell women clothing. And my friend, we're going to do a big flyer made up how you're sponsoring the show. And we're going to be sending out massive emails. And also, we're going to print up flyers telling how, and push Gateway Subs.
You're too good to me.
No, I'm not. I have so much respect for him. Right, just imagine you're my age, right? And I'm like, I gotta go on because I talk too much. But just imagine if you were, I almost want to cry, but I'm not, I never cry. But just imagine if you were my age and you had a son that was like him, that turned out like him, right? Graduated with a bachelor's degree, opened up his own company, and then now he's opening up a second location and he's in his mid 20s. Would you, as a parent, tell me what you would think?
It would be totally awesome.
Right.
I'd ask for a loan.
Right. You're right. How about you, right?
Wouldn't you be proud of?
Very proud. So every time I see him or I think of him, I just, I get emotional, actually, to see how good you turned out.
That's yeah, it's hard working, God.
That's the only way to make that change. You work hard.
Pray so,
it means there's hope for everybody.
Right, so be a light.
Yes.
Right? And then we got the puppy lady.
Yeah.
Right?
So and the miniature schnauzer lady.
Yeah. Right? So anybody need a puppy?
No.
Actually, I might.
I've got two.
My roommate's just got a puppy, so I don't need another one.
All right. You need a puppy?
No.
Bobby, you need a puppy?
Nah, I got two cats already.
Two cats?
Two cats.
You're missing a puppy. Who's that there, by the way, that came in? Another person?
That's my son, Jesse.
That's your son?
Yes, it is.
Well, you're real proud of him, too.
I am proud of him.
And I remember you saying that to me on the phone.
Yeah.
Right? What is the odds of someone bringing up their son, right? And she's proud of you, Jesse. You know, and she's told you told me about him.
Yes, I did, and you know he's a blessing from the Lord.
Amen. When and then I what life. Is the odds again? This is a sign.
That's what you call life.
Very rarely do clients talk about their children, right? If you think about it, and here I'm talking about him. I wish he was my son, and then you. Our whole conversation was how proud you were of Jesse.
Yes,
your son.
Well, we have to lift up our children.
All right, so go ahead, be a light, interview the doggy lady, and then doggy lady interview be a light. Good, you guys start a conversation.
Now, I missed your name, doggy lady.
My name is Clara Van Borgen.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Clara Van Borgen. My name is Raynell Sherry. Now, how long have you been in business?
Since 2003. It's just a hobby, you know, it's just been since 2003. It's my passion. I love animals.
Wow. What made you think of doing the mini schnauzers and not other animals?
My parents bred boxers for years and English bulls. And I don't know, my sister, who's a horse stud breeder, she gave me a schnauzer one day. And that's all it was. I tell you, they're like human-like brains. They're so smart and intelligent. Of course, you have to groom them. They don't shed. And they know everything about you. I mean, they're fascinating animals.
Oh.
And I don't think I would have a different kind other than that. And sometimes I take in rescues and I get them groomed and I get their shots and stuff and find good homes for them. That's what I do.
So the rescues, are those also mini schnauzers or do you do mixed
breed
for them?
Different ones and cats. I've saved cats.
Yeah.
And I'm licensed through the county.
Excellent. So what kind of property do you have all this on? Where are you located in case
it's
people want
to? It's just my home, yes.
So should we locate? Should we give your location then since it's your home?
You can. they call me and, you know, come over and to around. It's not like I have a whole lot of them, you know what I mean? And I pass my inspections and stuff and they tell you, oh, your dogs just don't know how spoiled they are.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, not little crates. They're just 5x6s, you know. But and they're got their own living room. They like to play. We all watch TV, and they just run around and jump on the furniture. They're family members.
Do you get sad? I have to jump in. I wasn't going to, but do you get sad like when one of the puppies are sold?
No, I got used to it. You would want to just hold on to all of them. You know, you give them lots of kisses. I have 20 grandkids,
and they just
love these puppies.
Wow.
But
20 grandkids, huh?
Yeah. And so, every one of them wants a puppy.
Well, there you
they
go.
Just come to my house and help teach them socialization and everything. And they're just cutie little puppies with smart personalities.
Now, how do they find you? If someone's interested in a puppy, how would they find you?
Usually AKC and the coupon book.
All right. All right. So, again, give the name of your
It's just Clara's Happy Schnauzers, Miniature Schnauzers.
All right.
Wow.
My whole name.
And when you get to know people, I think it's different, too, when you do business with them. Like, if you really get to know them. Like, you hear her voice like she's from Alabama or something.
I am from Alabama.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
You hit the nail right on the head.
Well, yeah. So
you're
tell us.
Good.
So tell us, like offer us some tea at the... What is it called on the... What do they call that thing in the porch? You want to have...
Oh, he has asked me
the porch.
Okay, so say it. Like the southern way of saying we're going
to... Oh,
have,
you want her to offer you some tea to sit on the porch. He wants you to say it.
Lemonade.
Y'all come, drink you some lemonade. Got homemade ice cream and lemonade.
Where?
At my house.
On the porch?
Yes.
I need you to say on the porch.
I have lemonade on my porch.
There you go.
Like
there you go.
Oh my
but you know, isn't
know
that what they're... Is that again woke? Am I going to be
no,
in trouble now again?
I think it's adorable, quite frankly.
It is.
Because it's almost like listening to Dolly Parton. And I happen to adore Dolly Parton. So
yeah,
take
I love
it as a total compliment.
Yeah.
So
she does sound like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Can we play a Dolly Parton song real quick?
And Loretta Lynn.
Yes, this is like a show that's very organized. You were supposed to have it on at 5:51, Dolly Parton's.
I see that now.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for Bobby to play Dolly Parton song dedicated to Clara with the baby schnauzer puppies that are so cute, I just want to say we're taking donations, guys, for any feminine hygiene product and or small toys for children for blessing boxes for our event that's coming up on January 29th, which is a Women Empowerment Networking radio show.
Will you show
shopping
up?
Extravaganza.
There you go.
That's a lot of words.
Will you show up?
I will absolutely be there.
But
you show
night?
Up?
What
night? It's June 29th. We're going to do a live radio show from
at 1 o'clock.
Is it oh, is it 1 o'clock? No, don't make it at 1
it
o'clock.
It has to be because that's the only time we can no. have someone there. Yes, it's at 1 o'clock.
Can you do a show at 5 o'clock, Bobby?
No, we're actually all booked up.
No, for say Thursday between 5
oh,
and
Thursday
6.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Thursday.
But that is not going to work for our client who needs it to be on Wednesday.
1 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, deal with it. It's June 29th, 1 o'clock. We're taking donations for feminine hygiene products, small toys for children, making blessing boxes. And if anybody would like to donate, please contact Brian or Tammy, but Brian at 727-804-6082. That is 804-6082. And we will be glad to come and pick them up.
And it's going to be catered by
Gateway Subs.
And then we're going to make a flyer up, too. Can
I'm actually going to make some posters and some flyers.
But you got to make put his ad on the flyer.
Absolutely.
And do you know something that he does that's not in his ad?
What?
That's so important. It's like you know what? I'm a police officer, and I see a gun, and I just go buy it, and I'm looking for the murder weapon. Well, where's the gun? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Get to
this
the point.
Is the point. This is, like, such a key point. What do you think is a POW big? You tell them what type, how much meat you put on the subs.
Half pound.
Did you know most sub?
No, I did not know that, but I know they're delicious and they're really big.
You had to.
Did you know that Grant is opening a second location down by Treasure Island, right?
Yeah, we do Treasure Island now.
Yes, I know.
There you go.
So I picked 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Let's do it.
Because it's 5 o'clock.
Okay, so this is dedicated by who? You say your name of your company.
Clara Van Blargen is Clara's Happy Miniature Schnauzers. That's my family name for it.
And you drink a glass of lemonade.
Lemonade.
And then in New York, we say a cup of coffee. You say coffee how?
Coffee.
Okay. Let's go. Dedicated to Clara.
Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to a new customer of ours. It's Immaculate Cleaning. No, Sanders. Is it Sanders?
It's Brian Sanders, Immaculate Cleaning Incorporated.
Right, that's it. And he does Immaculate Cleaning.
He does, but he specializes, guys, in commercial cleaning and, you know, businesses and office buildings and things like that. So, but he can help anybody. He's located in Largo, and he goes all over Pinellas County.
And he's a go-getter. He really is. You can hear it in his voice. He's a go-getter. You ever meet or hear in someone's voice, they're a go-getter? Mm-hmm. You know what I do with my sweat? I put it in a cup, and I drink it for more ambition.
That's awesome.
Oh. Is it? Okay, yeah, good. All right. So let's go to you. Now, you interview this young lady like for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
What is your name?
My name is Raynell Shirley. And I'm the executive director and founder of Be a Light Mission Service Center, Inc.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. What all you do there?
So my organization is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're faith-based. We help the homeless in Pasco County. We have a center called The Lighthouse that's in Hudson, Florida, where we provide a drop-in service or day shelter for the folks up there. So people can come to our center, and during the time that we're open, they can charge their phones, they can get something to eat, they can get some clothing, get survival items such as their basic needs, toiletries, tents, tarps, bikes, things of that nature.
That's awesome.
And then we also help them with things such as employment assistance. So we help them with bus passes, applying for jobs, resume writing. We do health insurance signups, food stamps, social security and disability. And then we also provide housing referrals. So for those who are ready, because not everyone who's on the street is looking to exit. So for those who are ready to exit that situation, then we help to provide them with support to finding suitable housing.
That's nice. And that's needed today more than ever.
Now, what we're starting to see is that there's an uptick because of all of the rental inflation, as well as all of the kind of buying out and selling out of homes. So you have people who were already struggling, and now their rent has gone up $200-$300 a month. They can't afford it. And so you have people who are needing more and more assistance, and it's creating more and more of a strain on organizations such as myself, or One Community Now, Coalition for the Homeless of Pasco County, United Way, all of those that provide some sort of financial assistance to help people either move into low-income housing or to try and stay in their home. It's a difficulty that we're starting to see more and more of, and it's impacting families and the elderly.
How can someone contact you right now if they would like to make a donation or if they need some help?
Yeah, we're going to do a $2,000 drive, right? Remember, that's
yes,
we're going to do that. And maybe you guys can be part of that show. You want to do that like in about 3 weeks?
She's going to be at the live remote. That's who we're making the blessing boxes for.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Those blessing boxes.
Because we sort of just made this happen.
Can I just say something real quick? Because I just saw this Junk Car Express. So we're doing deals for him where we're getting junk cars. We've had about 3 deals. Just recently a motorcycle. Wow. Can't talk. Sorry, but anyhow, so I get him, the lady calls me up for the junk car. She owns the Florin Company, 3 locations. So he calls her up. Guess who did $100,000 worth of business with the lady that wants to junk the car? Him.
Yeah.
You can't even make this up. What is the odds of me having a junk car guy, and my first call for the junk car is the lady that owns the Florin Company, and then they're connected. So I told him, he's called the Junk Car Express. Is that God too? Like,
yes.
What is the odds? He goes, I did $100,000 worth of business with that lady and referred her a bunch of jobs. Her name's Michelle, right? And then he says to me, this is like almost unbelievable. That just happened today.
Wow.
Because I just looked down at it.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Grant, say in the last closing, what you want to say?
You go.
The way to be able to contact me is at 727-378-3241. On the website is www.bealightmissions.org.
And we're doing something for you, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So then what would you like to say?
I would like to say, if you'd like a miniature schnauzer puppy, you can call Clara at 863-215-2060.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.